This year, researchers estimate that between 3 and 10 million children will witness the abuse of a parent or adult caregiver in their own home. This domestic violence can range from physical abuse to vicious arguments to harmful manipulation for family control. Regardless of how the abuse might be carried out, these children will have to witness and deal with the consequences of living in an abusive home. Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones, Executive Director of SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Carolina Jimenez with Doorways for Women and Families, which provides a shelter program for women and children fleeing abusive relationships in Arlington. October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and this morning we want to talk about how domestic abuse is affecting our children. If you know a parent in an abusive relationship or are in one yourself, please join us today. There are ways to protect your children and yourself from further violence. So, Carolina, let's start by defining what we are talking about. What exactly is domestic abuse?
Good morning, Sonia. Domestic abuse occurs when a person intentionally hurts their partner, and that can include physical, psychological, verbal, and sexual abuse, as well as abuse to property and pets. It is not limited to the more obvious physical actions like hitting, kicking, shoving, or forcing unwanted sexual acts. Many cases of domestic violence include less obvious forms such as control of finances, isolation from friends and family, criticism and sexist comments, jealousy and possessiveness, threats of harm to partner, children, and pets.
And we might want to believe that this only happens to some particular type of person, but that's not the case, is it?
It's not. It occurs in all socioeconomic groups, to all kinds of people, no matter their ethnic background, income, or neighborhood. Even babies are affected if domestic violence is happening in their home.
Yes, and that's what we want to talk about this morning, because domestic violence affects babies and children even if they are not the ones being directly abused themselves, right?
Yes, that's right. Research has shown that watching a parent be physically assaulted is just as damaging as if the abuse had occurred directly to the child. Mm-hmm. An estimated 50% of all homelessness among women and children is due to domestic violence.
And a violent home interferes with the normal development of the child, as well as interactions within their family. So let's talk about how domestic violence affects a child in the home. The first set of consequences are behavioral, social, and emotional problems.
Yes, and some of examples could be that children would present higher levels of aggression, anger, disobedience, hostility. Many of them may feel responsible of the abuse and might feel helpless to stop it. Children of abused mothers are 6 times more likely to abuse drugs and alcohol or run away, and they might feel fears and inability to trust.
Mm-hmm. And the second category of effects are cognitive and academic problems.
Yes. Some of those examples could be lower grades, limited problem-solving abilities, the lack of conflict resolution skills, and more rigid gender stereotypes.
And the third category of consequences for children who experience domestic violence are long-term problems. Talk to us about some of those.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they can present high levels of adult depression and trauma that can lead to drug and alcohol abuse, mental illness, and the continuation of the cycle of violence. As adults, increased tolerance for violence in home and other relationships. Also, do not learn what a healthy relationship looks like and often grow up to themselves be abusers of victims of abuse. Boys who have witnessed abuse of their mothers are 10 times more likely to abuse own female partners.
Okay. So if there are parents listening who know that their own children are facing these experiences, what can we say to them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're a victim of domestic violence, seek shelter and help. There is no shame in being a victim of violence in your home. because 2/3 of abused children are parented by battered women, you are not only saving yourself, but also your family. So if you need immediate assistance, please dial 911. You can also call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. And if you just want to talk to someone to learn more and you want to call the Doorways Hotline phone number, and that's 703-237-0881, we can help answer questions, support victims with safety planning, and seeking for shelter if ours is full. Our hotline phone is answered 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Wonderful. If you are just joining us, this is Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and with me today is Carolina Jimenez from Doorways for Women and Families in Arlington. We're talking about the impact of domestic violence on the children who witness violence in their own home. So, Carolina, once a parent has established a safe living situation, there are other steps that they can take to help their children, right?
Yes. It's very important that parents focus on nurturing love, trust, and respect. Also, it's important that they can help their children learn about their emotions and how to best express these emotions in healthy ways. All of this will provide more emotional security and physical security. Also, helping them with a consistent schedule and work on discipline with their children. That's mm-hmm. very important. And show affection both in words and actions, and be involved in their school activities and encourage their interest and spend quality time with them.
Great. So many of our listeners may be wondering, how can we tell if a child might be living in a violent home? And the effects of witnessing domestic abuse result in a number of signs and symptoms. So let's mention some of those.
Yeah. Some of those are unusual or unexplained injuries, chronic illnesses, headaches, or stomach aches. That could be a reaction to fear and stress. Signs of neglect, depression, or low self-esteem, especially among girls. Violent behavior, especially among boys. And fatigue caused by sleeping problems.
That's helpful. What are some other ways we can help children who are living in the midst of unhealthy relationships?
Reporting the abuse itself is a major step.
It's key,
yes. Supporting a local nonprofit focused on violence prevention. Be a supportive adult in an affected child's life. And be a role model in your interactions with others so that you provide an alternative, healthy example of what a relationship looks like.
Great suggestions. We mentioned earlier that children who have experienced or witnessed domestic violence often have issues with trust and trusting others. Children need a safe place with an adult that they can trust to begin healing. So talk to us about some of the ways we can help children feel safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can help children feel safe by listening to them and providing them with space and respect, reminding them that violence is not their fault and that no one deserves to be abused. And let children know you care about them, that there are adults, like teachers, coaches, pastors, interested in their opinions, their thoughts, and ideas that can help.
Great, that makes sense. It's important to respect a child's conflicting emotions about the situation. They may love the abusive parent, feel frustrated with the victimized parent for not stopping the abuse, or feel guilty for not protecting their parent or other siblings. So what are some of the ways that we can help children begin to deal with those emotions?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very important to not make promises you cannot keep, such as "this will never happen again," or "I promise no one will hurt you." Mm-hmm. Help children develop age-appropriate and realistic safety plans. And if the child needs a professional counselor, refer the child to organizations in the community that work with youth.
Domestic violence is a pervasive problem in virtually every community in our area. It does not discriminate. When children witness violence in their own homes, they will most certainly suffer in some way and often in many ways. That's why it is so important that we're aware of the problem and that we learn how to protect the millions of children who live with this violence. This has been Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and I want to thank Carolina Jimenez from Doorways for Women and Families in Arlington for joining me today to talk about this very important topic. If you are a parent in an abusive relationship, there are groups in our region who can help. Please take action to protect yourself and your children. Community members, be aware of the children and families that you know. Reach out and react if necessary to the things going on in your own neighborhood. And remember, all aspects of parenting can be tough, but asking for help doesn't have to be. Don't be afraid to ask for help. For more information about domestic violence and other parenting challenges, visit the SCAN website at www.scanva.org.